Okay. Regarding Mero and Cosmos stuff. It could even be possible that the idea of Mero as a mountain of that size that we find there in the Puranic accounts came about in the following way. And hold your whatever, is fasten your seat belts, because now I'm going to speculate a bit. How, let's say you stand there on the ground in India, you look up in the sky. How would you come to the very idea of visualizing to yourself and the draw picture of a mountain like that? So huge, and at the center of everything. Well, of course, you look up and you figure out that there's this rotation going on around that star. And that tail of that constellation of what's in the West called Draco, in India Sishumara, the dolphin. And you see that this rotation is somehow or other going on up your north, right? But you also see, if you wander, travel north, well, first of all, you arrive up into some mountains, real high mountains, until you can't probably maybe even walk longer. So what do you conclude? Well, it's a huge mountain up there that is rotating. And here where we live is a flat ground, and then we call that Jambudvip. It's flat ground down here, which can be divided into different areas with oceans and stuff. But then there is this mountain wall up there, which points kind of in that direction around which the rotation axis is. And of course, if you would travel even further north, then it just goes on and on and on, and it's a very, very big mountain, right? With different levels, different people, different societies there. They change according to the further north you come, just as Mero is often drawn or sculptured, such as here in the courtyard of the Lama Temple in Beijing. But yes, we have different levels where there are little villages and there are little places to live and mansions. And of course, up there, at the top of it all, you got the world of the gods. Now, how? how does one come to that idea that the gods reside on top of it up there? Because if you would travel up, you'd just see a bunch of eyes. But it could be then a different meaning of Meru. Because that axis, that this physical world rotates around, or seems to rotate around from our point of view. That doesn't really change much with our modern discoveries of us rotating around the sun and all that, but there is this rotation going on. There's an axis involved basically always. So then as the yogis and the shamans and those claim and say, you can, by stepping out of this limited physical realm altogether, travel along that mirror, that axis, to yet other worlds that are not located inside this earthly realm. So, I mean, this scenario, this understanding, I think it's at least, well, I can support it, I can make it fit without any need for squeezing it in. I can fit it into the descriptions there in the Bhagavatam and the Puranas, and at least to me it makes sense. It's something along that line. But again, as I said, I'm just speculating.